This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklia Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome all you Wahoos and ACC fans out there. Wow, what a big day for UVA, Hobbo.
Absolutely. This is a night where we could use 2 hours for the show. There's a lot of news, first and foremost. The introductory press conference today of the new men's basketball coach, and we have on the line a former teammate of mine. And Wally, I never get it right. Are you the deputy associate, or did you just go by the title of the Grand Poopah?
Grand Poobah is what I like. That's okay. On my card.
All right. Well, you know, I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I watched the press conference on the ACC network and regretted not going up there because it looked like a family reunion. I was looking around the room, and like you, I felt like I knew everybody who was there. But and it was cool that you and Barry, two individuals who literally I have made you what you are today.
Hey, you see what I deal with, Wally?
But, yeah, Frank, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for both of us, but here we go.
But at any rate, let me just start with the basic question. Why Ryan Odom? I think I know the answer, but let me get your answer.
Yeah, I want to circle back to what you said about the atmosphere there today as it relates. It was a basketball decision. We wanted to pick a basketball coach that would get us back into the top 10 and contend for and win national championships. That's a Virginia basketball goal, and that's what we set out to do, and that's why we picked Ryan Odom, pure and simple. We have, you know, a lot of data points, and, you know, guy, I watched a lot of VCU games this year, and that reinforced, you know, what we heard when we talked to Ryan. And as it relates to the press conference today, I'll repeat myself. It was a basketball decision to get the best basketball coach, but it sure was awfully nice to see the people that have been around the program, have loved the program, contributed so much. I sit behind Dave Odom and Debbie Ryan and Seth, two seats over from Ralph, and to see Ann Holland just aglow about the connection that they have with Ryan and, you know, what that means for the tradition and the legacy of the program.
You know, it's funny. Linda, my wife, said she hadn't seen me this happy in a long time. So, I think it's a great hire, and I think part of it is not only is he a great coach, I think he's a terrific fit for the University of Virginia. I felt very similar to that when Tony Bennett was selected, and I got to tell you, Ryan looked really good in that orange and blue necktie. You know, so it's
he did,
and it's
he
nice did. To and see a coach with a necktie once in a while. You know, they've all gone casual. And talk to me about this. It sounds like he might be a little faster tempo than Coach Bennett was.
He
might be seeing a 94-foot game again.
Yeah, you guys have seen VCU play. I watched him all year and in the past, and he sure prefers it. He harkened back to his Hampton City days in a fast tempo when he was the point guard. So clearly he prefers it. You know, in the portal we go out and find some players that will help him with that. We'll retain some of our current guys. I can't tell you who is yet because, of course, that's a two-way street. but we've got to upgrade our talent, and we're in that process.
Just go ahead, Frank.
Well, I was going to say that the whole exercise appeared very comfortable, very natural, and I thought Ryan Odom carried himself very well on the stage, and I think that bodes well. He felt calm. When you take on a big job like he just has committed to, you'd think there'd be some jitters, but you know what? He seemed naturally comfortable. And Wally, during your research and dealing with the committee, didn't you get the sense that this was something he'd been groomed for?
In a lot of ways, but it's also not just the tie to Charlottesville and Virginia and a family. It's the modern day game with the portal and
yes.
the transfers and the money. I mean, he's won at Utah State, going there without any kind of geographic link like we have today. In 2 years, brought players in and won, particularly in year two. You guys know this, VCU, he comes in, did fine year one big year two, but he lost some key players that are playing other places from last year's VCU team and still did what he did. So he knows, and he's been successful at finding good players, transfers in the portal to help the current year's team, and that's our environment. That's what's changed, what we've got to do well.
You know, he mentioned today, and it's been discussed, the hiring of a general manager for the program. Is that a role you would even consider yourself?
Well, I'm I don't know if you say I'm doing it now, but I'm certainly helping now. I was asked, and I'm happy to help and help in any way, but it'd be kind of crazy for me not to help, frankly, given what I've my years of experience in doing it. So I'm happy to do so, and we got to allocate our assets well, and with our player payroll, which is what it is now, and I've got some history with that.
You know, with all you're doing these days, is Park Hill doing anything anymore, or is he just out playing golf? I saw in the alumni magazine he's taking a group to Wisconsin to play golf. Is that his job now?
Well, let me add a key part of our plan here, NIL money. We've had to raise quite a bit. We've been successful in doing so. We could use some more, but I know this is shocking for you, Hobo, but Barry's done the heavy lifting there.
Okay.
He's been out and about, which he always has done, but this is specific to this year, and the rules are such that we've got to spend the money before it becomes a cap situation on July 1st. We've got to quote-unquote front load. You're going to hear that term if you haven't already. And paid players, everyone's doing it between now and June 30th, and we need a boatload of money, and we're doing fine.
So what you're telling me, if you go on that golf trip with Barry, you better bring your checkbook in addition to your golf clubs.
I would put both hands on my wallet, not on the golf club, if I was on that trip.
Well, you know, you probably a learning from a master if you watch him doing his thing. Wally, talk about, as you've come from the NBA world back to, the college world, what are you noticing today that is just sort of hitting you in the face about what Virginia has to do to get back to being competitive in the revenue sports?
Yeah, we just got to embrace the system. It is what it is. No one likes it. Maybe the players do, but no one else does. But we're not changing it. Maybe it'll change at some point. Until it does, we got to dealt the hand we're played, which means we got to have money to spend. We got to spend it wisely. We got to evaluate well, and those things aren't that different. What really strikes me, Frank, maybe a different way to answer your question, is how much more fluid, difficult, tenuous the college sports are now in the pros. In the pros, if you let your whole roster become a free agent every year, as a general manager, you get fired. No one would ever let that happen. Yeah, that's our situation every year now in revenue sports. And so culture, continuity, the things you love about successful programs and franchises, very difficult to build. You still should try, and you're still going to hope to keep some guys around. We certainly are hoping that even in this portal, But it's just, you know, it's just way too fluid.
That raises a question. With the role of general manager becoming present at virtually every big-time school, is there a possibility that we would go to multi-year contracts with players?
Yeah, that's discussed internally with us, with I think everyone. But there's some real issues with that. If they're multi-year and the player can go into portal anyway, are the schools are just on the hook for the obligation if it doesn't go well, but the player's just so free agent? I know you have a contract, but are they really enforceable? There are some anecdotes about that that leads you to think maybe they're not. So these are all things that are, you know, are worthy of consideration, and they are being considered, but it's just it's too early to know if that's viable.
Well, you know, I get off the phone quite frequently with alumni and big-time donors to other schools, and they're exasperated, and they think, it's the whole college game is going to hell in a handbasket. What can possibly happen to put some guardrails up that everybody talks about, the fictitious guardrails that would sort of rein things in so that people could feel good about college athletics again?
You need a system that in the pros is collectively bargained, right, between the players' union and the league.
Yep.
There are legal impediments to that happening at the college level, which would require legislation, federal legislation, to allow that to happen. Is that difficult to have happen? Yes. Is it impossible? No. But it would take some heavy political lifting. And that is the only thing that's close to a silver bullet that I'm aware of that could give us a structure that would allow for, you know what your payroll is. You know a limit for paying a certain player. You know there's punishment if you do something wrong and exceed it. That's the pro collective bargaining agreement in all sports. And, of course, I know the one in basketball really well, and it's been very effective.
Let me just ask you this, and it's the cow's out of the barnyard now, but was Coach Odom sort of target number one from the very beginning?
Oh, I wouldn't characterize anybody as you know, starting with, you know, in any kind of pole position. We had great candidates. We had a thorough process. And just every step of the process, every stage, at what you heard about Ryan Odom said, yeah. And then reinforced by watching his team play. So it was the evolution. And, you know, the committee spent a lot of time just making sure we got the best coach. And you know what? We did.
You know, Wally, we've got about 3.5-4 minutes left here in this segment. One of the things I liked from his comments from the podium today, I thought Ryan identified the Virginia players off to the right of the stage and had them stand, and he complimented them several times during his talk. And I liked the way he described how it's going to be in terms of it's, you know, a two-way deal, and nobody's going to get mad at anybody. If somebody wants to stay, great. If they don't, that's great too. But that he, you know, I guess he's got to make these decisions with their help in short order, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, sure. And, you know, there'll be players who get offered money. There'll be some that may not, whether it's us or somebody else. But we're in a position where, you know, listen, you're guys you like to keep because you know them, you like them, you respect them, but we need to upgrade. So by definition, you know, we need some different players than the ones we have. And, you know, it's just that's the current college system, and everyone's got to say the players are doing better financially, and with that they may have less kind of continuity themselves for their own program.
You know, on a personal note, Wally, I did notice that Ann Holland was there. Did you get a chance to talk to her, and how is she doing?
Sure did. And she was the one, if I didn't mention, I meant to, that was kind of a glow about the link to the past and how often, you know, Terry was mentioned. And, of course, Odoms and Ann have been friends all these decades. And so really nice touch. And, you know, it was so good to have her there. And by the way, Ryan, who's you know, not just smart, he's wise. He called Ann, I believe, on Sunday, you know, to talk to her. So, you know, really important legacy relationship there.
Well, absolutely. It's a fascinating saga that he's gone from, you know, ball boy in U-Haul. Yeah. Now he's the head coach in JPJ. And
no, it's a great story.
I think Virginia alumni and Virginia fans will embrace him. I think he has a better than average shot to do very, very well just because
he's family.
Yes, the framework wants him to succeed. And
there's no doubt about it, and of course I living here now and then being out amongst people, reaction has been fantastic, and you know, people want to help in whatever way they can, and that, you know, we shall embrace that.
That's a good point too. I think have a inkling that this is going to help financially. I think it's going to get people excited again, especially about the men's program. But Wally, congratulations on a great choice. I know how busy you are. Thanks for calling in and sharing some of your thoughts with us tonight, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Wally.
All right, the great Wally Walker. We thank him for his time. We're going to the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. O. After these messages, you're listening to Who's Talking.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Coming back, Who's Talking? Second segment, and this is, I believe it, this is number show number 559.
A lot.
559, that's almost 560. I thought that was interesting, chatting with our good friend Wally Walker. He was great.
Yeah, he's terrific. And
big relief off his shoulders. I know this was heavyweight.
Well, it's an important decision, because clearly men's basketball and football are the prime revenue sports, and at a time where you really need all the revenue you can get, you want to have success in both of those programs, and hopefully, we're going to talk about this after the bottom of the hour break with Paul Collins, but my hope and expectation is that Coach Elliott is going to have a season that really gets the program up and running. We'll get back to a bowl bid.
He better get 7 wins.
And I think once we get over the hump with the bowl bid, then I think that's going to be a regular part of the Virginia football season, is going to a postseason bowl game. But just interesting, we don't have Dr. O on the phone yet for the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Just looking at some of the NCAA tournament results, obviously Duke, the only ACC school remaining, and I think I saw the other day, Duke was the only school that was participating in the round of 32. And I think, we do have Dr. O. All right, we'll come back to the NCAA tournament. We got Dr. O with us. Doctor, how are you tonight?
All right, fellas, how you doing?
Well, you know, the good news for you is I was about to say something nice about Duke basketball.
Don't do it now.
Yeah.
You
know,
I can tell you're getting ready. That's why I tuned in so quickly.
Yeah. Hey, Virginia last fall had a really good receiver, Trell Harris. He got off to a great start in the first three games and then had a knee issue. And the newspaper on Saturday said there were loose bodies. I'm not exactly what that means.
Fragments.
And torn cartilage in the knee. And they were hoping that a cortisone shot would help, but it didn't. And they had to do surgery. Tell us a little bit about that situation. I know you're very familiar with that.
Oh, absolutely. So, I use this analogy a lot in my clinic. Think about the cartilage inside your knee is like the road, right? And you want to keep that road smooth. So cartilage injuries usually result in some kind of like a pothole. And we call that a cartilage defect when we see that.
Mm.
So thinking about like a pothole in the road, if there's a hole in the road, that rubble has to go somewhere. And so in this case, those pieces of cartilage came out and they're floating around in the knee, floating free. So, the initial mindset is not every time that you see a cartilage pothole do you have to do surgery. Because what causes pain is the little pieces of cartilage causing inflammation in the joint. And so the rationale for doing a cortisone injection is to cut back that inflammation and see if we can get you past that. Now, when that doesn't work, you're absolutely right. You go in surgically and take that cartilage out.
So could it also be bone spurs?
It could be. His age, I wouldn't expect him to have necessarily a lot of bone spurs.
Right.
It tends to be more of an arthritis character.
Right.
So usually it's cartilage in this situation.
Okay. But once you do the surgery and repair that, I would think the player should be pretty good to go after that once you heal from the surgery.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the extent and how big that cartilage defect or pothole is.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a full thickness one that, needs a little bit more, attention, sometimes we have to actually fill the pothole in. It's that big. That can be a long recovery. It was more a situation where we're just kind of trying to get the loose fragments out and smooth out the rough edges of the pothole. That can be a pretty quick recovery. You see people come back from that 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So,
well, Dr. O, isn't it true that a number of pharmaceutical companies have tried to come up with synthetic cartilage, and have they had any success at all in that area?
You know, that's a controversial thing. There's been a few kind of, let's call them false starts, as it pertains to, you know, getting cartilage back in somebody's knee. There's something coming out more recently that's a little bit more promising, and effectively you're putting in, it's not really false cartilage, it's more like a scaffold made from the same material cartilage is naturally made of.
Right.
And there's some promising early results that it may actually grow you back good, you know, articular cartilage, kind of rebuild that surface of the road, if you will.
Okay.
So I would say that that's still growing.
Well, all right, so it can't happen soon enough,
yeah,
trust me.
Terrell Harris needs to
well,
be
not,
effective.
Not just Terrell, but every athlete.
Oh yeah,
that's
the cartilage
out there,
thing. Yeah,
it's probably, if you talk to any athlete worth their weight in salt, they talk about their knees and they talk about cartilage.
Of course,
so, and ligaments as well. Duke versus Arizona in the Sweet 16, no problem, right, Dr. O?
Oh, easy money. Easy money.
Oh, you're getting cocky now.
All right. Well, listen.
Hey, hold on. What are they giving, you know, Cooper Flagg? He's on something, right? I mean, the guy's come back from a devastating fall, and now he's already scoring and moving as if he never had a major ankle issue.
Listen, man, sometimes it's genetics. Sometimes it's the way you're built, and you're built different. That young man is built different. So I don't think anything we're given. I think it's what he came in with.
Hey, they have great medical staff down there at Duke.
He's also motivated because his mom is yelling at him to get out there and score.
Hey.
Have you seen her? She wants him to make millions.
Well, she wants to see him score. That's a mom.
He's not doing too bad right now, but right. He's probably going to do even better. But Dr. O, thanks you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. We're going to talk a little football when we come back with former offensive lineman and sponsor Paul Collins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. 888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Orange Crush, REM, you can't beat it.
That's hopefully what our defense will be this year in the fall.
I think Virginia's defense is going to be much better. And we've always had the right coach. I think Coach Rudd is probably the most reliable of all the coaches on the Virginia coaching staff. And I think he now has some defensive linemen that can get after the quarterback, A, and B, fend off against decent running games. They should be able to neutralize some of these teams that want to ram it down our throat. So, and to talk about the football team.
This and everything else.
This is Paul Collins, and he's joining us right now. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Wahoo, boys. How you doing today?
We're doing much better.
We're good.
Got Ryan Odom back in town, and he's going to run the basketball program, so we don't have to worry about that as much.
Yeah, that's a quality hire. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, we all Cavaliers should be happy with that.
You know, the key there is I always talk about a coach needs to be a fit for the institution, and I think, like Tony Bennett, Ryan Odom is a great fit at UVA.
I agree.
And he is, and like football, I mean, it's going to be, you know, still goes back to the NIL, and, you know, it's a repetitive door in this NIL thing, right? Every year you got to reload and have donors who are willing to donate. So it's going to be both football and basketball are going to be impacted by that scenario every year. So.
Hubbo changed his estate plans just to help UVA. He wants to really get things going.
You know, I'm excited. You know, I'm fired up again, which is good. You know, I was thinking about riding off into the sunset, but now you're going to have to put up with me for another year. I'm coming back, baby.
I know. He told me this a couple of weeks ago. Almost fell out of my chair.
What's the estate going to get us? A free pair of Nikes, or is it going to get us?
In my case, it'll be a pair of Converse.
He got a big life insurance policy. He's gonna.
Although, you know, the funny thing was, I was out in Arizona over the weekend, not for a happy occasion, but my grandniece. And her dad's a doctor and makes plenty of money, but she came, I saw her in a pair of Converse, you know, so Converse are fashionable again.
They're making a comeback. It's fashionable. It's like Puma.
It's crazy. All right. So as we have moaned and groaned about now for about 7-8 years, when Brendan Armstrong was either second or third year, we had a pretty good offensive line.
We did. A bunch of those guys transferred out. Yeah, that was a quality line.
Those guys, you know, they could play. And, you know, we had that first-rate center. We had a very good tackle that went to USC and so on and so forth. But here we go now. They seem to have kept some people that can play. Blake Steen is back. You've got the young man from Tucker, Hartso, is back. He should be healthy. If Noah Josie has recovered from his, was it shoulder surgery?
Shoulder or back, wasn't it? I can't remember which one. But
I don't think he was a knee. And Mikhail Boley's back with his Navy. So, there's some talent that returned. They went in the portal and got some good linemen. And we're hearing positive things for the most part, so we will see what we will see. Virginia got a good quarterback. This kid Chandler Morris, there were connections between various coaches. And
what are we hearing about him in practice?
He's a very reliable quarterback. He knows what he's doing.
Listen, the tough part about him is again going to go back to whether Dez puts him in the right offensive system. Again, that kid's a mover. You know, he's not the tallest kid. He's nothing like the kid we picked up from Nebraska, right? That's a pocket passer, Clemson-style guy.
Right.
So, listen, he's got an arm. He likes to wing it. Again, you can look on YouTube and find his stuff from North Texas. The kid's a runner. He's a mover. He attacks the edges. And, you know, Dez has not exhibited that in his offense yet. So let's hope that he's saying, hey, this is the kid, and I'm going to create plays that fit his skill set versus trying to have a different skill set fit a system.
Yes.
We noticed that with Calandria, right? Anthony, you know, Calandria was not the pocket passer, and let's face it, I don't care who you are, when you get a snap and you've got five guys in your grill.
You know, Paul, that raises a question for me as a non-football guy. When Coach Elliott first got to Virginia, it seemed like he wanted to bring the Clemson system to Charlottesville, but we didn't have the Clemson personnel. Would you say
we don't?
Is that
and it's
accurate?
It's going to be very hard for Virginia to get those types of players.
Well, listen, it is going to be hard, but you know, I've said this before. You know, Nick Saban, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Nick and you know, the system, the SEC particularly, started changing around him, and people said, "Hey, can he adapt?" And Nick brought in new coaches. He brought in some offensive coordinators with some flair, and Nick, you know, Nick was great at adjusting the offense to the skill set. He had to learn that to fight in the SEC. We have to learn to do that to play with our skill set and the kids that we recruit. So, again, I love the grab. I like the kid from North Texas. Yep. You look at his film. He can absolutely throw the pill, tight spiral, puts it on point. But again, he's an RPO, a run pass option guy out of the pocket, and hopefully, and I have not been up and seen a practice yet. I'll be up at the spring game, and we'll see what type of. And listen, they're going to be really vanilla at the spring game anyway. You may not see much of that. But I certainly hope that if he's the guy and they're committed to him, that they've had to have changed the offense up.
Well, they've got to put him on the move. He didn't get 30-some touchdowns last year and put up, you know, whatever it was, 3,500 yards, whatever, by sitting back in a seven-step drop. They got to put him out on the edges. And Des Kitchens already has half the free world against him. If they're not rolling out and attacking, you know, in those first couple of games this year. I mean, Virginia has Coastal Carolina at home on August 30th, and then on September 6th, Virginia's at NC State, and then on September 13th, Virginia's hosting William Mary, and then the following week, Virginia hosts Stanford. If this kid is dropping straight back, I think the remaining season ticket holders, they'll walk out.
Yeah. Well, listen, we also have to find out, you know, the injury bug. I'm not, you know, I've heard some different things that the injury bug has reappeared back in the Ville. I think it lives there, unfortunately. So we got to see who's playing and who's not playing Saturday in the game, and then you've got to realize that, okay, who didn't play Saturday? What is their status for the season? Is it a big injury or a little injury? And then you've got to go back into the portal. You know, then you've got to readdress all of those needs, you know, going into the second round of the portal. And then you've got to say, hey, do we have enough NIL money left to go buy those players out of the portal? So we've still got some big things we've got to get figured out. Listen, we had we were blessed to have two guys, you know, two big time donors step up and put a lot of cash into the system, and that clearly showed in round one of the portal. Now maybe we've got a lot of cash left for round two. I don't know,
right?
But clearly you got to come out of the spring game with injury updates. Who's hurt? Who's not? Who can, you know? And what do I have to buy in round two of the portal?
Shopping part two. So they've reorganized the spring football media opportunities. This Wednesday is an open practice at 3:05, and that means the media can attend the first 20 minutes. Then they chase us out of there, and then we can come back to the field and interview the coaches and whatever players UVA will.
So you get to see the stretching. You get to see who can stretch.
Yeah, and you can also see who's in a boot. You can see who's in a special jersey.
Yep.
You can also chit chat with some of the local folks that get to see every practice. So there's another open practice on April the 7th. There's a pre-practice Zoom with Coach Gaither, who apparently is still responsible for special teams, which I'd have to question that. Thursday, April the 10th, is an open practice, and then Saturday, April 12th, is the spring game, high noon, Scott Stadium. Be there, aloha. And ACC Network will be there again, which is good. This all, you know, to me, bodes well. We'll after the spring game, we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Elliott, Coach Kitchens, Rudzinski, and some of the players, and honestly, that's where everybody spills the beans. That's where you find out what's going on.
You know, some programs are moving away from spring games because they're afraid of being having players taken from them in the portal.
Well, they also don't want to be any of their formations to be seen.
They want to be secretive.
See, the only
and the teams that are playing what 16 games now. I mean, I get it with Georgia and Texas and these guys in the playoff now. Mm. Today. We played 16 games. We're going to have a limited spring ball, and we're not going to have a spring game. So I get that aspect of it. My opinion is, like a program like ours who hadn't been to a bowl game, we need every rep we can get. You need to have it. But I do think you're going to start to see where, you know, premier programs that are playing all the way deep into the playoffs, they are going to start, you know, canceling those things. But let's face it, they don't need the exposure, and a lot of them probably don't need the reps that we do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Deion Sanders, of all people, had a good idea, and he suggested the idea that these spring games that you host, you know, like a non-conference team, to come in and play, oh, actually participate in some practices, and then stay and, you know, compete in a game that gives everybody a chance to actually look at some real film. And I think he's on to something.
Might be more interesting for the players to play against somebody
else. Well, let's face it, the NFL does it, and we're an NFL with no rules, so
right.
Go ahead and do it, right? NFL does it all the time. They come in on a Wednesday, and then you see a game on a Sunday. And we're no different than the NFL. We have free agency now. We have no salary cap. We have no rules, so
right.
I don't see why you don't do it. I had always said all along, hey, you know, you should be able to scrimmage a Richmond or a VMI. That's a big deal. Even if you want to go on the road, even if Tony says, hey, let's get in the bus, we're going to U of R, it's a bigger deal maybe for the U of R fans or the VMI fans or the William & Mary fans. But get them on the road, get them on a bus, get them on, you know, and do that. But, yeah, listen, it's when a guy like Deion, whatever your opinion is or isn't, people are going to listen when he talks.
Yes.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I really don't.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Paul Collins, thank you, as always, for your valuable insights to Virginia football. And we didn't get into the struggles of the ACC. Let's talk about that later this spring, okay?
Absolutely, boys. Take care.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a great night. All right, we're going to head to break a little earlier than usual so that we can get Scott German into the on the air to talk about Ryan Odom and the press conference. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
This All right.
Still hoping we're to hear from Scott German, but he hasn't called in quite yet.
Thank you. We're coming back live here. Final segment tonight. We've got the We've got the TGI Fridays
Olympic
report. And we've got people poking their head in the studio, throwing us off here.
Yeah. But we're professionals. We can handle it. You know, we can go. We can handle anything.
We'll do our best.
Now, we always say great things about Fridays from the standpoint of food and beverage. You can't beat it. So stop by one of the 3 Fridays locations in Richmond and tell them Frank and Hobbo told you to come.
And by the way, if you're in a hurry, just call.
Fridays on the go.
Call ahead. Fridays to go is fantastic. They'll bring everything out to you. It's nice, piping hot, and some fancy bags, and it's nice. They do a great job.
All right. Before we get to the Olympic news, I did want to mention the death of John Castine. You know, he served the university for 2 decades.
Past president.
And, you know, he did a lot of good things. Some things we might not agree with, but he certainly was a great alumni. He was an alumnus of the university, so he not only was president, but he was a Who from the very beginning. We got Scott German, so we're going to take a pause on the Olympic report.
Yes. Before we go there, though, President Castine was once the dean of admissions, and he actually was the one that wrote the letter telling me that I'd gotten in, and I'll never forget that.
He let you in? And they made him president?
Yes.
Oh.
He hanged up.
He hung up?
Hung up. What kind of guy is that? Scott German.
What kind of quitter is he?
You know, he should be grateful that we invited him on the air instead of hanging up on us. All right, this is... He'll probably call back, but on the Olympic front, the first and foremost thing is the women's swimming team won their 5th consecutive NCAA championship. That's the 35th team championship for UVA, and a great tribute to the Walsh sisters.
Gretchen and Alex, unbelievable.
Yeah, these are
unbelievable.
Literally Olympians.
They are, and they're winners from the get-go, and they are attracting other great swimmers to come to Virginia, both on the women's side and on the men's side.
And Todd DeSorbo,
the coach, was just named the National Coach of the Year.
Well-deserved. Just on some other Olympic news.
Talk about baseball.
Better news on lacrosse. The men's lacrosse team beat Albany and Utah. They play Syracuse this weekend. The women's lacrosse team also won 2 games against James Madison and Pitt. And ironically, they play Syracuse this weekend as well. I think they play on the road. The tennis teams, both men and women, defeated Stanford. The Virginia women are ranked number 2. The men are ranked number 6. And as Frank said, unfortunately, the Virginia baseball team is struggling at the moment, so hopefully Coach O'Connor and his staff and players can figure a few things out before they play again. They have a midweek game and a weekend series. I think it might be... California or Stanford that they're playing this weekend. But they had a tough weekend at home, got swept by Duke Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So not good for baseball, particularly given the expectations of the baseball season. They were ranked number 2 in one poll in the preseason.
Golf has been doing pretty well. I want to say Tennis has had their ups and downs, which has been very strange. And they have a lot of young players. They had a lot of the senior leadership graduated last year, and so they're learning on the fly.
Well, part of the problem there is the expectations of the men's tennis program are so high. You almost, you know, Brian Boland, he seemingly went years without losing a match. So you lose a couple of matches, you think, what's wrong? But that's kind of the problem with baseball. We're so used to Brian O'Connor and his team doing extraordinarily well that when they struggle a little bit, it just seems really, really weird.
Well, I think what we've discovered is that, much like the lacrosse team, when three or four superstars graduate or leave to go professional, it creates a hole in terms of your production and your leadership. And it's very hard to cover all that. And it looks like lacrosse is figuring it out. Baseball needs to do the same. And baseball is a long season.
Yeah, they still have time.
They still have time. So I'm confident. What else have we got?
Well, Scott.
Softball has been playing terrific. Softball has done very, very well. We're, you know, you have to be impressed with what they've done in that sport.
Yeah, we talked a little earlier about the Sweet 16 starting on Thursday. Duke, the lone remaining ACC team, plays Arizona in the Sweet 16, and if they survive that, they'll play the winner of BYU and Bama. Obviously, Brigham Young is playing really well. VCU found that out in the first round.
I watched the game the other night. I was stunned at how well they played.
Yeah.
Team that got a lot better this year, because I saw them earlier in the year, and they didn't play like they were playing the other night.
You know, they're one of those teams that hired a former NBA assistant coach, and he's kind of brought an NBA philosophy to Provo, Utah. Is that where Brigham Young is? I think that's where they are.
Yep.
At any rate, all the number one seeds are still alive, and I think there's a decent chance this year. I heard the other day that 2008 was the last NCAA tournament where all four one seeds made the Final Four. I think Auburn, Florida, Duke, and Houston all have a decent shot of getting to San Antonio.
I tell you what, Kentucky might have something to say about it.
No, well,
I saw them. They could take down Houston. I'll tell you this as well. I still feel like Duke is the strongest team in their sector. Auburn is going to have their hands full. Michigan is very good. Michigan State is tough.
Yeah, when you get to the Sweet 16, there are no bad teams.
Well,
left.
Michigan State has got a lot of depth.
A lot of it becomes matchups when you get to the Sweet 16 and beyond.
All right, we've got a big show next week. Also at 6 o'clock, we're working on a couple of special guests. We will be in touch with Adam Epstein's and Michael Phillips shows to let everybody know who those guests will be.
All right, look forward to talking to you next Monday. Go Who!
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.